But whether Popper believed that class was in advance or not, many of us do. So let's take a moment to talk about it. It may be that this is at base a version of Socrates' dilemma, which Popper pointed us to and which we mentioned during this show a couple weeks ago. I've thought a lot about this, and I've come to think that this is the key dilemma of class, the dilemma for getting out of it, for the problem of getting out of it. We the people are land-bound birds with heavy wings never stretched for flight, trying to overcome the weight of millennia upon us. But it lifts that weight with but our testing of it, if we but trust it will. And Hegel's notion is also a version of this seeming dilemma. His notion that ruthless reason must shake out of our alleged lethargy, we earth-connected peoples, shake us awake from our dreary or childlike, these guys put it variously, state of, quote, identity with mere nature, unquote. And I believe that Marx's and Engels' notion, and they used Hegel to validate, is also a version of this seeming dilemma. This notion that the forces of greed played a positive part in history, quote unquote, because it shook we sleepy, read happy people awake, and i.e. helped us see, quote unquote, that our worth lay only in our utility to power. And how dare we, really? How dare we be happy when power was mired in its life and death struggle to conquer the forces of unreason and realize its dreams of perfection, while we lazy dullards want only to live well and love? How dare we be happy when power was mired in the muck? Read us. And here I must interrupt the interruption to encourage all who can to request and read Miklos Nisley's Auschwitz, A Doctor's Eyewitness Account, from your library, the existence of which is a gift nonpareil, and which gives us, among much, much more than just this, a good example of this psychological dynamic. I put up a page which is bare at the moment, but visit it anyway. It explains why I think, or it starts to explain, it'll be an ongoing explanation as we delve into the book, why I think it's an important book. Because it is we'll talk more about it then, but please visit that page, which I'm calling Miklos Nisley Lessons on Class. And this is a quote from that book. Dr. Mengele was indefatigable in the exercise of his functions. He spent long hours in his laboratories, then hurried to the unloading platform, where the daily arrival of 4 or 5 trainloads of Hungarian deportees kept him busy half the day. Unceasingly, the new convoys marched off in columns of 5, flanked by SS guards. I watched one come in and line up. Although my vantage point was at some distance from the track, and my view obstructed by the maze of barbed wire fences, I could still see that this convoy had been expelled from some fair-sized city. The prisoners' clothes were smartly tailored. Many were wearing new poplin raincoats, and the suitcases they carried were of expensive leather. In that city, wherever it was, they had managed to create for themselves a pleasant, cultured way of life. And that was the cardinal sin for which they were now paying so dearly. Unquote from Auschwitz, A Doctor's Eyewitness Account. So are these guys mired in our imperfection? Or are they mired in reality, in the muck of their belief, in their own insufficiency, betrayed unconsciously? They must surely have thought, by grandmother, the dark, the unseen forces of chaos. Surely it was she who left them hanging in that tree. And now we are left with all these descendants of the bitter children of abandonment. determined to prove, so all will see, their incontestable sufficiency. Why does this matter? It matters because we humans are living in an age on the verge of change, and we have some decisions to make about a direction flip. We are asking ourselves, how do we create a future based on different premises? As we're coming to see that the premises themselves must change if we are to successfully negotiate that turn to authenticity. And we're faced with a very entrenched interest called power that is erecting apace the facade of change, with the goal but to con us with more of the same. And we, the people, must decide if we're tired of just being along for the ride, if we're willing to put false division aside and get on the same page, which means on the same side. And not sure why, but I'm getting some serious EMF distress here. I don't know. Some days it's worse than others, but, or some places, I should say. But I think I'm going to have to wrap this up and this particular show. And thank you, thank you, thank you for being part of this conversation. And I encourage you to let me know what you think of where it's been going and what you might want to see that or hear that you're not hearing. So till next week, peace.